The next jobs report is a little bit of a nail biter. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The U.S. economy has been growing, recovering for almost a decade, the longest recovery in U.S. history. And so there comes a point occasionally where you wonder, how long can this go on for? That point was last month when the economy created just a handful of new jobs. Was it a blip? Was it a trend? Well, tomorrow we'll get an idea when the next jobs report comes out for March. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
Over the past year, the U.S. had been creating an average of about 200,000 new private non-farm jobs each month. But the Labor Department estimates in February, hiring fell to just 20,000.
Last month's number was low. It was scary.
Martha Gimbel is an economist at Indeed Hiring Lab. Another low jobs number in March could mean the economy is stalling. But Gimbel doesn't expect that.
The labor market, barring some extreme event, is unlikely to turn on a dime.
And workers' wages went up in February. So Daniel Shulman, senior economist for the UCLA Anderson Forecast, says even if hiring is below average for a second month, it still may not indicate a slowing economy, but rather employers struggling to find new workers.
We may be ratcheting down to a much lower level of job creation, which means we're out of labor.
Economists will be watching to see if wages continue to grow as a sign that the labor market is tight. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
There are 4.5 million young adults, late teens and 20s age, who are not in school and they're not working either. Researchers call this group disconnected or disengaged youth. There are economic consequences for disengagement, and they are real. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream, Adrian Ma reports on what some folks in Cleveland are doing about it.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. On the road.
Tony Arnold Spikes is heading out to look for some young people who might be eligible for free work training programs. She's with a nonprofit called Youth Opportunities Unlimited, or YOU. And she's fighting this sobering statistic. In Cuyahoga County, Ohio, 1 out of 7 people, ages 16 to 24, aren't in school and don't have a job. That's why YOU gets state and city funds to hire recruiters like her to find them.
You're getting them on that right path. You're giving them that second chance.
Arnold Spike spends a lot of time driving around town to rec centers, barber shops, and basketball games to encourage young folks to get on a career ladder.
Especially if they weren't planning on going to the college or to the Marines, or if they're not working.
For each disengaged youth, YOU estimates that lost wages, lost tax revenue, and added spending on social services total about $44,000 a year. On a recent weekday afternoon, Arnold Spikes is scoping out Cleveland libraries.
Excuse me.
And outside of one, she spots a young woman with pinkish hair, 18-year-old Kayvana Pompey. She says she's graduating from high school this spring, but hasn't totally figured out what's next.
Are you planning on going to college?
Mm-hmm.
You are? Are you signed up?
No, not yet.
Let me give you one of my cards, just in case.
Arnold Spikes says a lot of young people become disengaged because they don't have a post-high school plan. Some are dealing with poverty, health problems, or family issues. 19-year-old Rico Williams never finished high school. He lives in nearby Euclid with his mom. After being unemployed for 3 months, he recently signed up for YOU tutoring to prepare for the GED exam. Why? He shows me a picture of his toddler on his phone.
See that? That's him right there. And then, yeah, I love him, man. That's my heart right there, man.
He wants to support his son, and says with training, he hopes to get a job as a truck driver. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers this morning. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down a little less than 0.1%. The Dow futures down 15 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.50%.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Slabaugh from Columbus, Indiana. Make Me Smart and Marketplace are two of my favorite shows, both pushing me to think outside of my normal boundaries and making issues important to me that I wouldn't have considered before. I became a Marketplace investor because I feel it's important to vote with your dollar for media that makes a difference in the world. To join me as a Marketplace investor, donate today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
Australia has passed new legislation that would impose significant fines on social media companies and jail time for their executives if they don't remove abhorrent, violent material quickly from their platforms. This was in response to the mosque shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand last month. Within the first 24 hours after that shooting, Facebook says it removed 1.5 million copies of the video, originally live-streamed by the gunman. 1.2 million were stopped just as they were uploaded. But at least 4,000 people viewed the original footage, and an unknown number saw the copies that proliferated around the internet afterward. BBC Australia correspondent Phil Mercer joins us. Good morning, Phil.
Yes, morning to you.
So can you outline what this legislation would do specifically?
Well, Australia says it's the first country in the world to impose jail terms and heavy fines for social media companies that don't quickly remove violent material. Offenders could be jailed for up to 3 years, or executives of those companies could be jailed for up to 3 years, and those companies could be fined up to 10% of their annual turnover. So Australia's Attorney General Christian Porter said that platforms such as Twitter and Facebook weren't taking their responsibilities seriously.
Just last month, the European Union passed a law to hold social media companies responsible for copyright infringement on their platforms. And the fear there was that it could lead to censorship. Is there a similar criticism or reaction here?
Yes, there are concerns that the internet is being censored, that this could be a blow to Australia's tech industry, costing many thousands of jobs. It's hard to see at this very early stage where the particular damage could lie, but critics say that Australia's legislation is flawed, it's vague, and ignores the complexities of monitoring the vast amount of content uploaded to the internet every single second.
BBC Australia correspondent Phil Mercer, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.